Living and Dying with Honor, Bible Study Lesson Number 57, August the 24th, 2009. This class is dedicated to the memories of Robert B. Thieme Jr., a man who had a great impact upon me and upon my ministry. Pastor Thieme was born April 1st, 1918 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. On August 16th, 2009 in Houston, Texas, he was promoted to the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He received his last orders for transfer to a permanent duty assignment in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Thieme came from what is often called the greatest generation. He was 91 years old, of course, born April 1st, 1918. So he lived to be 91 years, 4 months, and 16 days. He was married to Betty Rose Beall on August 30th, 1941. So Bob and Betty came 14 days short of having been married for 68 years. They Betty was the daughter of Richard S. Beall. Dr. Beall was the pastor of First Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona, for many years. He was active in the pastorate for 51 years. Pastor Thieme was a graduate of the University of Arizona, graduating in 1949, where he majored in Greek. He was elected to Phi Beta Kappa, lettered in football and boxing. Graduation in 1940, was commissioned as an officer into the cavalry. He used to tell some funny stories about his days in the cavalry. Army Reserves. He attended Dallas Theological Seminary, then was transferred into the United States Army Air Corps April 3rd, 1941. He was placed on reserve status in 1946 as Lieutenant Colonel, and retired Lieutenant Colonel of the United States Air Force Reserves in 1961, 22 years military service. Following World War II, of which of course he was a veteran, he returned to Dallas Theological Seminary in May 1949. He graduated summa cum laude. A master's degree of theology. My apology. A master of theology. His thesis was Armageddon, an investigation of the campaign of the Great Day of God the Almighty. His thesis had a major impact on Hal Lindsay's The Late Great Planet Earth. He earned the Jenny Solomon Award at Dallas Seminary for the best scholastic record in Old Testament studies. He graduated with honors, of course, from the University of Arizona. He pastored a church on a part-time basis while attending Dallas Seminary in the area there. Then in May 1950, he became the pastor of Baraka Church and served as pastor for 53 years. Serious health problems resulted in his resigning in 2003. He is survived by his lovely wife, Betty, his son, pastor-teacher Robert B. Thiem III, who succeeded him as the pastor of Baraka Church. I had the privilege of knowing Pastor Thiem for many years. Had a major impact on our ministry. His advice to me, to many other men, was always the same. Stick to your knitting and keep on studying and teaching the Word of God. He told us we need to be pluggers and plotters. Plotters and pluggers. He strongly believed that every pastor's call to teach the Word of God to the believers that God the Father brings into their ministry. He believed that pastors should study from the original languages of Scripture in the light of the historical context in which the Bible was written to categorize the doctrines found in Scripture. It was a living testimony to the importance of expository teaching. He believed that Christians were to daily study, learn, and apply Bible doctrine. He truly believed in the importance of the Word of God. I listened to many hours of taping of his over many, many years, attended conferences many places with him. I can still hear him remembering Bible classes with the Word of God as alive and powerful, sharpening a two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and joints and marrow, discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Pastor Thiem was greatly influenced by Dr. Louis Berry Chafer at Dallas Theological Seminary. Dr. Chafer had been greatly influenced by C.I. Schofield. Dr. C.I. Schofield, the author of the Schofield Reference Bible, one of the founders of Philadelphia School of the Bible, now known as Philadelphia Bible College. Longtime pastor teacher who was influenced by James Brook. Pastor teacher in St. Louis, Missouri, that Schofield got into the ministry of shortly after he was saved. You heard me speak many times of the passing of the colors. From 2 Timothy chapter 2. Now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses. The same commit thou to faithful men, who shall also be able to teach others. The passing of the colors. James Brooks, C.I. Schofield, Louis Berry Chafer, Robert B. Thiem. Bob Thiem was one of God's men of the hour that had great impact in world history through the study and teaching of the Word of God. Shall we open in prayer? Our God and Father, we thank you for the privilege of teaching your Word, for your Word is absolute truth. We claim your promise that your Word will not return void, but that it will accomplish all that you have designed it for. Father, we pray that this class will be a blessing spiritually and a challenge to the souls of all the believers who listen to it, that they may truly grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To whom be glory, both now and forever. Amen. We're dealing with God's divine ornaments. God has supplied to you and I to meet the tests and challenges of life. It was interesting on the day that the Lord Jesus Christ called Pastor Thiem home to glory. I had the privilege of being the guest speaker at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Shoreline, Washington, which was founded in Seattle, Washington, somewhere between 110 and 114 years ago. I've forgotten exactly which. church I had the privilege of attending some many years ago, to listen to Pastor Forrest Johnson, who was an expository Bible teacher, like Pastor Thiem was an expository Bible teacher. Strong believer in him. I was teaching on undeserved suffering, the life of Job, covering an overview of things, including dealing with pain and suffering. Pastor Thiem is where he will never again know sickness, sorrow, pain, and suffering. We live in the dispensation of the grace of God the Father. It has taken me a lot of years to come to the point in studying the Word of God where I fully understand that our dispensation is a unique dispensation. It's a paternal dispensation. Pastor Thiem was a strong believer in dispensational theology. One of the things early on that I discovered in studying under his teaching was the fact that he was a student of the teaching of Clarence Larkin. I had the writings of Clarence Larkin, Dispensational Theology, Spirit World, and others. Dr. Larkin was the greatest dispensational theology, professor of theology and teaching as far as he was a pastor teacher and not a professor in a seminary. But you could call him a professor of dispensational theology that the Baptists ever produced, as manifested in his writings. Bob Thiem studied him because Bob Thiem used his vocabulary and clearly taught the information that Clarence Larkin taught in the area of the spirit world, in defining the human soul and spirit. The concept of passing on the colors, we all are influenced by more than one person. C.I. Scofield was a great influence upon my life, though he was with the Lord Jesus Christ long before I was saved. Dr. Lewis Berry Chafer was a great influence on my life. Scofield first through the Scofield Reference Bible. Dr. Chafer through his writing, Salvation, Grace, Ephesians, his 8-volume dispensational systematic theology. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. Paul says, "For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you." The dispensation of the grace of God. Dispensation, oikonomia, oikonomia, means the management of a household, household affairs. Oikos, IKOS means the house, nomos and OMOS means the law of the house. The management or administration of the property of others, and so a stewardship. God was his own steward. The dispensation of the triune Godhead, eternity past. He made angels, his elect holy angels, his stewards in the dispensation of the spirit world. Or the dispensation of angels, we often call it for convenience sake. Saved Gentiles or man became his steward, beginning with Adam in the dispensation of man, also known as the dispensation of Gentiles. Always saved people. Adam, of course, was innocent, was not saved, but was not lost. In the garden after the fall, when he was redeemed, he became the steward. The colors were passed down. Dispensation of Hebrews. Saved Hebrews. Dispensation of Gentiles covered the age of innocence in the garden, the age of conscience from the fall of Adam, the flood, the age of government from the flood to the circumcision of Abraham. Dispensation of Hebrews began with the circumcision of Abraham, the age of promise, and ran down to the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. It's also a patriarchal age. The dispensation of the age of Hebrews, the age of law, ran from the giving of the law to the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, human nature, in the Jordan River. The person of God, the Son, incarnate through hypostatic union, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. John baptized him openly with water, claimed the beginning of his ministry in the very short dispensation, or short age, the age of Christ's ministry. Also sometimes called the age of hypostatic union. Ran from the baptism of Christ to his death, burial, resurrection, ascension. Dispensation of the grace of God the Father, and we use the word God the Father because theos here, the grace of God, the word theos represents, is the Father being referred to there. The author of the eternal plan of the ages. A dispensation of grace. The age of the apostles ran from the Pentecost, the day of the Pentecost following the death, burial, resurrection, ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into the third heaven where he seated at the right hand of the Father, to the completion of the canon of Scripture and death of the Apostle John, circa 98 to 105 AD. The local church age began, completion of Revelation 96 AD, I should say, 96 AD. John died between 98 and 105. The age of the local church will run to the completion of the elected body of Christ, which will culminate at the rapture of the church. The first battalion review. All the believers saved from our dispensation will receive the resurrection body, both those who are living in the material world and those who have dead, passed on, and who are living in the eternal state in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as Pastor Theme is today. The dispensation of grace, though, is a paternal dispensation. The emphasis is upon God the Father through Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ came to explain the Father, John 1:18. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Literally, the word declared there in the Greek is the word from which we get exegete, to read out of the scriptures what was in them, or out of a language what the language literally says, reading outward. So he came literally to exegete or explain God the Father to you and I. Christ is the way to the Father. John 14:6, in the upper room, he says to the disciples, he looked at them very carefully. He was preparing them for the time when he would be gone. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, you know. I'm sorry. Take a drink of coffee. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself also, that where I am there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christ is the way. First you must be redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and all that it represents, in his spiritual death on the cross, is bearing the wrath of God, the full penalty for sin. His physical death, all summarized up in the doctrine of the blood of Christ. After you are saved, we are placed at the moment of salvation in Christos, in Christ. We're encapsulated inside of Jesus Christ, God the Son. Prepositional phrase in, en in the Greek, in transliterated, is a dative locative preposition. You heard me say this many times. It means to be, it should be translated correctly, in the sphere of Jesus Christ. We're in the sphere of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3 said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ." Christ is the way to the Father. Occupation with Christ, for me to live as Christ and to die as gain. It is the Father, the Spirit came to teach Christ's doctrine of the Father, paterology. Most people don't realize that. But he came to proclaim and to further verify to us in this dispensation our need to be in a relationship to our Father. The moment you and I believed in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we were taken into the Father's heavenly family. Ephesians chapter 3. "Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." The family in heaven represents our position in heaven. Every believer that will be saved in this dispensation on earth, his name represents each of the dispensations that are earthly by nature, that are saved and are not a part of citizenship in heaven. The dispensation of the Gentiles, the dispensation of the Hebrews, and the future dispensation of the kingdom. This would include another dispensation of Hebrews, the age of the tribulation, all those who will be saved in tribulation and martyred. Those who are saved in the tribulation and are alive at the second advent of Jesus Christ will enter into the kingdom. The Spirit came to declare the Father, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, righteous, and judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteous, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged." Christ says, "I will send the Father," in John 14, "send the Spirit," in John 14:26. The Father said he would send, Christ said the Father would send the Spirit. "For the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I said unto you," notice he will teach you all things. He will bring all things to remembrance to you. In John 16:12-15, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you." Notice all things that are the Father, so the issue comes back to the Father, pointing us through to him. The Spirit came to teach the doctrines of Christ. He came to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, so that we'll be saved. He convicts individual believers or need to be saved. Then he redeems them. Then he is prepared to teach doctrine, to recall to the original disciples and to bring before us the doctrines of Christ concerning the Father. 1 John 1:17 says, "The Father seeks for us to know his love." Love is a key issue. 1 John 3:7-10. "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but the old commandment which you had from the beginning." The old commandment, I'm sorry, that's the second chapter. That's okay, goes along with it. "The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, that is truth in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is the light and hateth his brothers in darkness, even until now, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion for him to stumble." The issue was love. Chapter 3, verses 7 to 10. "Little children, let no man be deceived you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. We point out to you that the moment you were saved, you became spiritually alive. God created a human spirit and made it alive in your soul. And that human spirit has the DNA of God in it. The DNA of God in it. Chapter 4, verses 7 and 10 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this would manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. It is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for us. Our salvation is based on the love of God being manifested in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When we love the Father, we're in fellowship with him. 1 John 1:3-4. How many times have we given that to you? That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. The Holy Spirit implants the love of God into our soul when we're filled with the Spirit. We're filled with the Spirit by confession of sin. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This produces the fruit of the Spirit, singular fruit, 9 manifestations. For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now we've completed the first section, partly of relationship 2, and we'll summarize them in the next class of God's divine ordinance for us. But this class dedicated to pastor theme, I want to take you beyond that and show you how to use what God, what happens when you use what God provides to you, and you have spiritual impact in the angelic conflict. Pastor theme came into my life many years ago. And through him I learned very clearly the importance of committing myself to the study and teaching of the Word of God, seeking to carefully examine the Scriptures to see what they had in them, to be a student of the Word of God first of all, before I was a teacher of the Word of God. The concept of having an impact upon history. Pastor theme is gone. One day we will all gather before the judgment seat of Christ. One by one we'll be examined. I believe that will first be a private examination, and other people will be brought in to the examination as a part of our successes, if we have those, and rewards will be given out. And for the pastor teacher, there will be battalions assembled, companies, platoons, or squads, depending upon the impact of each man among those who were influenced. We start out in childhood as a child of God, at the moment of salvation. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become, King James says, sons, but you know the correct translation is children of God. We have technon, not we are there. Spiritual childhood and for the believer continues from salvation until the believer reaches the point of where he has developed personal love for God the Father, for God the Son, for God the Holy Spirit individually, and as the triune Godhead. From there they can individually begin to develop the love for each one of them as he continues to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through him to understand more of theology proper, the triune Godhead. Each of the three persons, patrology for the Father, Christology for the Son, pneumatology for the doctrines of the Spirit. As a believer in Jesus Christ, when you confess your sins, you are filled with the Spirit and you are placed inside God's divine power system. Colonel Thien coined the word many years ago, dynosphere, from dunamis, meaning power, the Greek word for power, the sphere of power. The filling of the Spirit places you inside the power systems that you can begin to grow upon the power of the filling of the Holy Spirit. As you study basic Bible doctrine, learn the basic Christian way of life, you get the modus operandi. This allows you to advance and begin to develop enforced organizational, enforced humility, self-discipline, which was the fruit of the Spirit, manifested the ninth fruit of the Spirit, Love, joy, peace, these are three inward attitudes. Long suffering, kindness, goodness, these are attitudes toward other people. Faithfulness, meekness, and temperance, these are attitudes toward God. Meekness gives us organizational humility. We respect the Father, His plan, His system. Jesus Christ is our commander in chief. We're spiritual warriors in the angelic conflict. The power gate comes to the filling of the Spirit. As we learn basic Christian doctrine, the Christian way of life, and learn how to walk in the Spirit, this is the modus operandi, this is orientation. We reach teachability through enforced and organizational humility, which develops into genuine humility and gives us spiritual momentum. Spiritual momentum allows us to really study and concentrate on the teaching of the Word of God, begin to metabolize the doctrine into our soul. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Just as we eat bread and metabolize it into our bodies, or steak, or hamburger, or yogurt, or whatever you eat, we are to take Bible doctrine into our soul and study it, understand it, believe it by faith, categorize it, examine it, metabolize it into our soul, and then use it. This brings us to what we call the fifth gate of the divine dynasphere, the area of motivational virtue. Motivational virtue is toward God. This is the gate of fellowship with God. The gate of fellowship with God. We have agape, integrity, love toward God, produced by the filling of the Spirit. But we convert that to with that we develop philia, personal love for God. This allows us to have functional virtue toward people. Integrity of love toward people produces functional virtue. We can deal with the circumstances of life, our relationship with people. We can deal with people, places, things, and time. And at gate 7, we reach accelerated growth as we pass momentum test, and gate 8, the gate of spiritual maturity, where we graduate from basic training. Spiritual adulthood extends the development of it through the whole concept from beginning to our fellowship with God, how we deal with other people through functional virtue, momentum testing in life, and graduation from basic training and advanced individual training. Basic training would run the first four gates, that's each of the divine power system. The last four gates are the gates of advanced specialized training. Learn how to utilize our spiritual gift and do many things. Pastor Thiem learned how to utilize a spiritual gift. At spiritual adulthood, you have a chance to become a winner. Paul said, I press to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You learn how to deal with life. Develop the mental attitudes where you can deal with and handle the test of life. I want to look in the second half of this class, a little different class, because it's dedicated to Pastor Thiem. You may or may not know anything about Pastor Thiem. You may or may not like the man. Doesn't matter. The judgment, he is a member of the body of Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. We shall all be united as one in Christ. There will be a unity of the faith then, just as there is a unity of doctrine today. Pastor Thiem taught me grace. He reemphasized grace that I'd learned in studying and reading the biography and life of George Mueller, a great man of God in England in the 19th century, who refused to ask God for anything, who did everything that he could do by grace, let God supply, pray and let God supply the needs. It reinforced what I knew of Lewis Berry Chafer in Dallas Theological Seminary. No, I never went there. I had many friends that were there over the years and acquaintances. And those that were there in the early years always pointed out to me at Dallas in the early years was a grace school. School was founded by Louis Perry Chafer under the encouragement of C.I. Schofield. When Pastor Thiem entered the school, beginning the fall semester in 1946, he had been at Dallas prior to leaving for active duty when he was transferred to the Army Air Corps, beginning of World War II. Dallas Theological Seminary at that time was considered to be one of the most prestigious seminaries in all of America. It was a place that offered an education to serious students of Old and New Testament. It was not a large school. It didn't want to be a large school under Dr. Chafer. It only had about a dozen faculty members. His first graduate was Dr. John Mitchell, founder of Multnomah School of the Bible, a man who had great impact in the Portland, Oregon area, trained many, many men for the pastorate. We returned to the school, there were 127 students. Because of the low student-teacher ratio, students had an opportunity to become personally involved. Not only teachers, but with the guest speakers who were brought in there, such as Dr. J. Vernon McGee and Dr. Harold A. Ironside. Dr. Chafer made the school totally dependent upon God the Father to supply the needs under the principle of "My God shall supply all your needs according to His abundant riches in Christ Jesus." The financial statement of the school was, "While friends are free to mention the needs of the seminary and information is always available on their crest, our office policy is never to solicit funds. Rather, our expectation is from the Lord." Backs in the Board of Incorporated Members, December 25th, 1938. The seminary catalog states, there are no tuition fees. Dormitory rooms are furnished rent-free, the student being required to furnish bed, linen, and towels only, although it is well for each student to furnish one or two extra blankets for use in the coldest weather. A small charge, $1 a month, covering the room laundry work is made. 12 rent-free apartments ranging from 2 to 4 rooms with private baths are available on the campus for married students. The seminary conducted a refectory under the management of a competent steward, excellent board being furnished at $5.25 a week. Dr. Chafer believed that God shall supply your needs. Pastor Thiem believed that God shall supply your needs. This is what caused us to never put a price on any of the materials that we have sent out. And God has blessed our ministry, not anywhere close to that of Pastor Thiem or men like him, but we have sent out thousands of hours of Bible teaching over many years and never solicited funds at all. Pastor Thiem's financial policies of R.B. Thiem Jr. Ministry states, "No price is placed upon our materials for two reasons. First, it's the grace ministry, depending entirely upon the free will offerings of believer priests to place a price on Bible doctrines incompatible with grace. Second, people who are positive toward doctrine may be financially unable to purchase books or tape. We do not wish to limit the positive list of any believer. Therefore, no price list for tapes or publications furnished. No money is requested. Lord motivates the believer that individual is free to give. When a believer, regardless of financial status, is positive toward doctrine, has the privilege of receiving the teaching of the Word of God. This is grace." And this is one of the things that Pastor Thiem reinforced to me, that being to pick up from what I knew of the ministry of others, such as George Mueller. Functions of Dallas Theological Seminary. Spiritual maturity means trusting God the Father to supply your needs according to His abundant riches in Christ Jesus. I'm a true believer as a blessing by association to other people. He is a blessing by association to other people. He has historical impact in his nation and international impact as he supports missionary activities to non-client nations. Pastor Thieme, in his book, Christian Suffering, published in 1987, says, unheralded in the annals of human history, Christians in relatively small numbers anonymously determine the uptrends and downtrends of civilization. Jesus Christ prospered his client nation when his believers advanced in the divine dynasphere. He disciplined the nation when believers live habitually in the cosmic system. Usually the nation will begin to decline under the weight of its own degeneracy. But if believers ignore the increasing severe stages of individual discipline remain in the cosmic system, the nation's spiritual pivot shrinks. The nation itself must receive collective divine discipline. As it applies this doctrine, your primary duty to your country is to advance to spiritual maturity in the divine dynasphere. Living and functioning, what he called back in the 1959 basics and 61 basics and the others of those periods of teaching the perception and application of Bible doctrine. The perception and application of Bible doctrine. Pastor Thieme left an impact upon history. Ephesians 3:16 establishes the spiritual hero, invisible hero. Ephesians 3:16 says that he may grant unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might his spirit in a man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. This is the indwelling of Christ to go with the indwelling of the Spirit. We've taught this before, that you may be rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love, understanding the love of God as much as is possible to us in our finite stage. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know with the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. This is the filling of the Father. This gives us the complete filling of the triune Godhead. Complete filling of the triune Godhead. Being an invisible hero. An invisible hero in the spiritual warfare of the angelic conflict is one who brings blessing by association to others. Philippians 1, 24 and 25. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, I'm sorry, that's right. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful to you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and your joy of faith. Pastor Thieme came from a family where the men seldom lived beyond 60 to 65 years of age, and I can still hear him personally stating that as over dinner in Portland, Oregon many years ago. Lord Jesus Christ kept him alive for 91 years, plus to bring blessing by association to others with his study and his teaching of the Word of God. Secondly, we are to be light. Romans 1:16. Cry not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first. And also to the Greek. With 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Light. Pastor Thieme, in the early years of his ministry, was popular speaking on college campuses. He spoke at Rice University, at Baylor University, the University of Texas, UCLA, Texas A&M, the University of Houston, the University of Arizona, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Kansas University. Broken Dallas Theological Seminary. Light, producing it out. He wrote a fantastic gospel tract many years ago to make clear the issue of salvation is by faith in Christ plus nothing. We're not only to be light, but we're to be salt. Light is our spiritual impact. First in the area of salvation, and then in the area of providing doctrinal help to believers. Salt, covered in Romans 13, 1-10. Our relationship as a nation, I'm not going to take time to read the whole passage. It goes with Matthew 5, 13, our relationship to our nation. As I read you, he said the greatest thing we can do for our nation is reach spiritual maturity. We need to live by the perception and application of Bible doctrine. Matthew 5:13 said, you are the salt of the earth. Salt is a preserver. In the materialistics, it's interesting of the earth, salt and the earth here, because this puts us in a relationship in typology to the material world. Salt is the preserver in the material world, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith it shall be salted, it is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden underfoot of men. Now we're a salt to a nation in how we deal with our individual life. Under the laws of divine establishment for temporal living, individuality. Our personal relationship, which I have taught many times, he represents volition. We have the right to make decisions. We have the privacy of our own soul to make decisions. We have responsibility to make up front to make the decisions. We have the right to benefit from the decisions that we make. And we have accountability, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The judgment seat of Christ, when we stand before the beam, each one of us will give an account of ourselves under the law of individuality. How we function and lived in the Christian life. Secondly, in the area of marriage. Bob Thieme was married to Betty Thieme. Bar. 67 years, 11 months, and 16 days. They were 14 days short of celebrating their 68th wedding anniversary. In his latter years, he had some suffering and some things down there. Well, they went through some illnesses that forced him out of the ministry. But I was told many times that he handled them with a sweet spirit before God. He had the privilege of being able to sit near the Word of God taught back to him that he had taught. Day after day, his son made sure that he was able to hear doctrine, even when he was in poor health, listen to his own teaching, among other. Salt. We have international impact, Philippians 4, 10 to 20. International impact on a nation. I'll let you look the verses up because I want to get this in one class here. We don't have a lot of time. Pastor Thieme and international impact. He influenced my longtime close personal friend, Helmut George Mueller, who had been involved in foreign missions in Cameroon, Africa. First in Nigeria, then in Cameroon. Now for some 40 plus years. Ralph LaRosa, one of the sharpest missionaries I've ever known, had his act totally together. I had the privilege of meeting him in 1981 for the first time. Ralph has operated in the Philippine Islands, training pastor teachers, evangelists, there in a seminary, the Bible College Seminary that he created over there many years ago. First with Larry Joe Waters. Working together in two places, in Lucena and Naga City, and then down to Manila where things were moved and where Ralph has handled it all these years. Barton Browning was a missionary in Africa for many years. Barton is 90 years old or so, 90 or 90 plus, and getting ready to retire this year. Still sending out materials and things in his old age down in the Houston, Texas area. Barton later was in Mexico after having to leave Africa. many years. Pastor Thiem was a great influence on Barton. His ministry, Barton's ministry now in Spanish translations of Bible teaching, goes into men in prisons across America. He's been doing this for a number of years. Jim Unsinger, who I lost track of, but still in Mexico, I'm told. Friend of mine of years ago. Sam Brisman, who I hear from regularly, who has spent many, many years down in Mexico among the Core Indians, evangelizing and training pastors down there. Garcia, in my mind, just left the first name of, who's down in Nicaragua. Costa Rica, those areas, Costa Rica, I believe it is, down there now. Those areas down there and been there for a number of years. Max Klein, training pastor teachers in the Far East. Thailand also, but years in South Korea over there. Part of the impact of pastor teacher Thiem. Angelic impact, our impact in the spiritual warfare of the angelic conflict. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. 1 Peter 1, 12. Pastor Thiem, by the way, was behind the creation of Operation Grace World Mission many years ago to help independent missionaries who were committed to train men in the study and teaching of the Word of God, to evangelize the lost in a grace way. 1 Peter 1:12 says, unto him, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us that did minister the things that are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look upon. Holy angels are observing us at all times. 1 Corinthians 11:10. For this cause wrought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Covering of the woman, because the angels are observant of her. 2 Timothy 4:15. Paul's leaving things at the end. Of whom also we'll begin in verse 14 for context. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou aware also, for it greatly withstood our words. At the first no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. That's verse 17, out of the mouth of Satan. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me from the heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Passing of the colors. Psalm 138:2. Pastor Thiem gave me that term, passing the colors. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. The word of God is the most important thing, passing it on. Psalm 31. Christ on the cross passed the colors to us. Verse 5, in thy hands I commit my spirit, for thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. He committed his spirit to God. He passed the colors on. 2 Timothy 4:15. Of whom be also aware, for he hath greatly withstood our words. Passing the colors of doctrine, defending Bible doctrine. By the way, I could have also given you Job, and should have given you Job 1:6 under angelic impact. Job chapters 1 and 2, the whole passage for it. The passing of the colors, I want to emphasize this in closing. Pastor Thiem influenced many men over the years. That's why I think he had one of the greatest impacts in all of history. You may not realize that Al Lindsey was directly influenced. His first friend, Pastor Thiem, came out of Baraka Church to attend Dallas Theological Seminary. Howell's books have had worldwide impact. Chuck Swindoll spent time at Dallas Theological before he went to Dallas Theological Seminary under Pastor Thiener's ministry, and afterwards. Chuck Swindoll has had worldwide impact. My friend Ralph Braun, first of all, when he wrote the Walk Through the Bible that David Wilkerson later expanded out, but it came from the writings of Ralph Braun, his development out of it, which reached many people with the gospel worldwide. Ralph Braun put out categorical notebooks that have spread around the world. A copy of them was even found in a synagogue basement in Jerusalem, I was told years ago. Pastor Braun trained 110 plus men, many of whom are still active in the ministry today, passing the colors on to other people. At the judgment seat of Christ, for the impact of these three men's rewards, Pastor Thiem, I am sure, will receive oak leaf clusters for his influence upon them. I could go on and name so many other men that he had impact upon. John MacArthur studied Pastor Thiem's tape summit one time. Many men did. Ken Jensen, PJ as he was known as. Thousands of his tapes went out. Gene Cunningham went down and set up a seminary for a while in Australia. Gene still has a ministry reaching into India and other places, training ministers and all. Out of Arizona, I wanted Ralph Braun set up Ecclesia Theological Seminary down on the coast of Oregon and trained men for the ministry. Later, Dr. Glenn Carnegie, also a friend of mine who sat under my ministry directly at one time, his older age for a little while. His son John was under it for some time when he was in the military out here. Dr. Carnegie founded and was the president at one time of a school that was known as Tulsa Seminary of Biblical Languages, training pastor teachers. Pastor Bob Bolin in Austin, Texas, was exposed to my ministry, to the ministry of Ken P.J. Jensen, in growing up, and was trained at my recommendation, set under the training of Ralph Braun when he was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. Pastor Bolander now has a training ministry of pastor teachers in Austin, Texas. He's working with, he has Dr. Carnegie's two sons, Dr. Glenn Carnegie Jr. and John Carnegie, working with him down there, and many other people. John Miller, one of two John Millers, is there. The other one is with the Lord Jesus Christ. It was influenced by Bob Thiem. It's in his 80s and is involved with the ministry down there. Dying Grace, 2 Corinthians 5:8. For me to live as Christ and to die as gain. Philippians 1:21. Looking unto Jesus. I'm sorry, Philippians 1:21. For 2 Corinthians 5:8, absent from the body, present with the Lord. I'm sorry. Philippians 1:21. For me to live as Christ. To die as gain. 2 Timothy 4:6-8. Paul's dying message, you might say, was getting ready for martyrdom. I have now been offered, and by the time my departure is at hand, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me on that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. The award for faithfulness and the award for believing in the rapture. Pastor Thiem used to say that he wanted to cross the bridge of dying grace and be able to apply dying grace in his life. Not just be alive at the rapture, but cross the bridge of dying grace. He did that. We salute Pastor Thiem. We could say much more about the impact that he had upon ministries. Gary Horton and Rick Hughes and their impact in the school systems of America, private and public. The gospel of Jesus Christ, doctrinal information. Our God and Father, we thank you for the life of Pastor Thiem. We thank you for the privilege of having known him. We ask you to take this Bible teaching and bless it and sanctify it to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we pray, saying, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.